Hey everyone, this is Sean Yurt-Curran. You've heard me on WYAB on the radio, and you can also catch me on the new Hulu series, Death in the Dorms, Season 2. I just wanted to introduce you all to my law firm, the Yurt-Curran Law Firm. I'm located over in Fondren on Mill Street in Jackson, Mississippi. I've got over 18 years of law practice under my belt, including a decade as a felony prosecutor in Hinds County and at the Mississippi Attorney General's Office. I spent all those years putting bad guys away. Now let me help keep you out. You can call me anytime at 601-906-909. For a consultation, or just if you want to talk about something about your case. I'm committed to helping you navigate the complexities of the legal system, which I know can be difficult and confusing and downright scary at times. Let me help you use my experience to explain the system to you and how it works and how I can best help you. You can call me again at 601-906-9094 to discuss any of this and any of your worries. Trust me to handle your defense, where it is going to be my priority and your future will be my focus.
Vice. Jackson, you are right where you're supposed to be. Honor roll student, Dean's List. Distinguished graduate at the EIB Institute for Advanced Conservative Studies. I'm Andrew Gosser, happy Christian warrior, husband, recovering politician, father. All right, let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor and a privilege to be working in place of Mr. Kim Wade, Radio Strongman tonight, WYAB. The Complete Exteriors call-in line is 601-879-0002. If you want to be part of the program tonight, it's going to be lit. We're going to talk about some tough stuff. One of the things we got to talk about is growing Christian nationalism. My feed just blew up with it over the past day or two, ever since the former president, President Donald J. Trump, came out in support of a Bible, the God Bless America Bible. And those of you who know me know I have a thing or two about this. We've forgotten our past. We've forgotten what our founding fathers said. And as I sit here and think about it, it's Good Friday. You know, an innocent man's blood was shed today. Not quite 2,000 years ago. Historians believe that Jesus passed away at the age of 33. Some say 32. So not quite 2,000 years ago. But he died as an innocent man. He died for me. He died for you. If you're not sure about it, you can go to the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And for all my Jewish friends, I'd encourage you to go read Isaiah 53. America started off as a strong Christian nation, grounded in the Judeo-Christian values. But it just seems to me that we've replaced the church with the government. We've replaced the blood of Jesus with the almighty dollar. And we've replaced Jesus with the Easter Bunny. We got problems, Jackson. We got problems, Mississippi. We got problems, America. We've lost our way. And it's not just in the white community or the black community or the Indian community or the Hispanic community. It's in all the communities. Breaks my heart. And who's going to pay the price for this? Generation Z. And whose fault is it? Some would say the boomers. As a Gen Xer, I'd say it's a Gen Xer's fault. You know, Gen X, we had it the best. We got to ride dirt bikes, go fishing, climb trees, fight, not worry about it. I mean, Gen X, I want all of us who are Gen Xers out there, could you imagine what would happen to us? Could you imagine what would happen to us if we had cell phone cameras when we were growing up? The YouTube, the Instagram. My goodness gracious, we'd all be in jail. We'd all be in jail. Yes, we would. And speaking of Instagram, my daughter, the sweet toots, she had a student government meeting at Hinds County College. I believe it was on Wednesday. Maybe it was Tuesday. I can't quite remember. Days run together for me. I'm a farmer. And one of their icebreakers was, is they had to find somebody who didn't have an Instagram account. There were over 400 kids there. How many kids do you think did not have an Instagram account? Two. My daughter was one of them. She was one of the most popular girls there, and for all the right reasons. Chasing Jesus. Dressed appropriately. Head on her shoulders. Bright, quick-witted, smart, intelligent. That's not what our society is producing, and I believe it's Gen X's fault. We had it all. We had church, we had nature, we were doing everything right. We weren't glued to our phones, just like everybody is today. We're glued to our phones. Even when I'm farming, I got my phone going with WYAB in the background. But what really got me going on here was an article from the Clinton News Network, CNN. And I don't have cable at my house, full disclosure. I don't have TV. But I do have Elon Musk's Starlink, and I'm grateful for it. Love Starlink. I'll tell you what, if you can't have access to high-speed internet, Starlink is the way to flippin' go. And the mainstream media, who hates Jesus, who hates God, who celebrates the separation of church and state, who vilifies Christianity. Notice I said Christianity, not the religion of Christianity. Are all up in arms because Trump is supporting the God Bless America Bible. Now, I've had several of my friends who are conservatives who will not be voting for Donald J. Trump. But they're still my friends, they're still my brothers and sisters in Christ, and I love them and support them. But they looked at this. And for those of us who have life degrees, I'm not going to say degrees from ministry school and stuff like that, because most of those degrees are hot garbage anymore. No textual changes in this God Bless America Bible. It's the King James Version. But what this King James, or what this God Bless America Bible does have, is a copy of the Declaration of Independence. Christian nationalism. The Constitution of the United States. Christian nationalism. I would argue that the church in the United States of America has gotten away from the first love, the church, and it's turned into Six Flags Over Jesus. Six Flags Over Jesus. Who's got the best light show? Who's got the loudest band? Who's got the most hipster pastor? Who wants to give them the feels, the tingles, the chills when they go up, walk into the sanctuary? And who's preaching the honest word of God? Saying the things that make you feel uncomfortable. I'll tell you this, when we were church shopping 7.5 years ago in Mississippi, we went to a few of them. And when we went to the church where we're at now, within 10 minutes, Pastor Franco had me squirming. I'm like, yep, I knew this was the place to be. And it's reflected in our public policy. And what this article so eloquently points out is that this person has a master's degree of divinity from Reformed Theological Seminary in Jackson, Mississippi. Hey-o. Here's another one with a master's degree. Another minister with a master's degree. Everybody's got degrees, but we're not preaching the gospel. Christian nationalism is not wrong. Christianity is not wrong. The men who practice it are flawed and all sinners. Me. There's a reason I don't go to New Orleans. I don't like going to New Orleans. I think Bernadette and I have gone one time, maybe twice, but I don't like being there after 12 noon because that place is just got some things there that Andy Gosser just don't need to see. So we all have flaws. Our politicians have flaws. We all know Trump has flaws. But it just seems to me that the people who are going after Trump in America, in Mississippi, in Jackson, at our state house, in our Senate, they're all wanting Jesus. And they're all professing that they're chasing Jesus, but they're not really chasing Jesus. We're enacting laws, or should I say not enacting laws, that are presented. One was House Bill 1250, which, by the way, was grounded in the Mississippi Constitution, saying that the Bible should be in the classroom. That bill was killed by Republicans. Lots of them were good Christian men. And I'm sorry for coming in hard. Normally, you know, Proverbs 15:1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. But it's Good Friday, and I'm grateful and thankful for Jesus dying for me. But there's some words that need to be said. These are slam dunk winners that strengthen not the Republican Party, but strengthens the church here on earth because they're good, godly bills. And we have state representative, Andy, you know, this is just how the bill system works. It didn't work this time. We don't want to hear that. Which is why we're praying for Christian conservatives to go out April 6th and be precinct delegates all across the state of Mississippi. If you don't know about it, don't worry about it, because it's not a big known secret, but this is how the Republican Party reforms itself. And I'm not out here to get any Republicans. I am not preaching overthrow. I just want godly men and women to be at those precinct meetings where we go ahead and start forming our chairman, our vice chairman, our secretaries, our treasurers of the Republican Party. And I make no bones about it. I'm a recovering politician from Illinois. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yankee in the heart of the South, by the grace of God. But I'm for Trump. Electoral College voter designee back in 2016. Do I agree with absolutely every single thing the president did? No. Let me ask you this, man. Do you agree with absolutely every single thing your wife does? Sweet B, do you agree with everything that your sponge says? Please don't answer that. Please don't answer that. We got lots to work out here, including a Senate bill, which passed the Senate. Good job to, and you heard this first, good job to Mr. Hoseman and the Senate, the Republican senators who got that out of the Senate. And what's up with the House? They killed the bill. We're going to talk about it after the break. All right, the dulcet tones of the Kim Wade Show. Radio Strongman, this is Andrew Gosser filling in for Kim today. It's Good Friday. We're talking about Christian nationalism. And so I want to do this in a way that we give everybody equal opportunity here on WYAB to call in. And so I've reached out to State Representative Noah Sanford via Facebook and said, hey, brother, call in at 5 o'clock. Let's have this discussion because I want to know, and I'm a recovering politician. I understand how it works, but I want to get his perspective as a man who's sitting in the seat and give him the opportunity to defend this. But it's as of right now, Senate Bill 2367 is dead. And here are some of the people who are happy that Senate Bill 2367 is dead. Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren. The mayor of Jackson. They all love ranked choice voting. You know who doesn't like ranked choice voting? Donald J. Trump. States like Tennessee and Florida have already banned ranked choice voting. And by the way, ranked choice voting is why Alaska is as screwed up as it is right now. And last I was heard, and this, you know, not only was I a covering politician, but I was a GOP chairman in Illinois. So I understand both the political side and the party side. And those two sides are supposed to work together. It's the party's job to elect Republicans. It's those elected Republicans' job to pass conservative Republican bills, like ranked choice voting. And last I heard, Mississippi has a supermajority in the Senate. And Mississippi has a supermajority in the House. The Mississippi has a conservative Republican Secretary of State, Michael Watson, who supported this bill, by the way. We've got a Republican Lieutenant Governor, Delbert Hoseman. We've got a Republican Governor, Tate Reeves. Why on God's green earth is Mississippi not leading the way on all these issues? I'm being very sincere when I say I want to give money to not only political candidates who I support, and there's a runoff coming up this Tuesday, by the way, so if you're not aware of that, please, please educate yourself. But I want to know why we're having such a hard time getting such simple legislation through a Republican House, a Republican Senate, signed by a Republican governor. We should be leading the way. I used to get in fights, verbal fights. We'd be on national calls back in 2011, 2012, 2013. And me and Miss Cindy would get into these fights about which state is more corrupt. Illinois or Mississippi? And she would go, Andrew, you just don't know. Bless your heart. And I didn't know what bless your heart meant back then. And I was like, oh. I honestly thought Illinois was more screwed up. We, on the outside of Mississippi, looking in at Mississippi, we are looking for Mississippi to lead. The primary is over, and I understand that there are good people on all sides. And like I said, some of the people who have supplied me this information will not be voting for Donald J. Trump in November unless something cataclysmically changes. But they support Donald J. Trump in ranked choice voting. It's mind-boggling to me. So, Representative Noah Sanford, if you want to come on WYB, I gave you the number. It's 601-879-0002. We'll let you, and I don't play gotcha politics. I, as a politician, I've been set up by the media seven ways to Sunday more times than not. I would never do that. I will have an honest Christian debate about it. And I'm not doxing Noah Sanford, but he's got a public page, and he's got a phone number at the house, 601-359-3363. It's a public page, so that's his phone number, contact information. And his email is nsanford, N-S-A-N-F-O-R-D, at house.ms.gov. November, Sierra, Alpha, November, Foxtrot, Oxford, Romeo, Delta at house.ms.gov. Did I say Oxford or Oscar? My goodness gracious. It hurts me as someone who is worked so hard to find good conservative people to get involved in the system, bring them in and say, hey, be a part of the party. Hey, come to Grip and Grim first Wednesday at Mama Hamill's. Bruce, you're doing a good job. Go to the first Saturday morning breakfast in Rankin. I'll never go there, not because I don't think it's a good deal. I want to go meet people in Rankin County, but because we farm. Isaiah got to eat. Isaiah is one of our livestock guardian dogs. He got to eat. The sheep got to eat. The chickens got to eat. And the sweet bee and toots, they spoil our animals rotten at the BA farm. But I digress. How am I supposed to get good conservatives, Christians conservatives, involved in Republican Party politics when we have Republican leaders who can't even get a job done that passed the Senate and in the House? And people will say, oh, Andy, you don't know, you don't understand. Well, educate me. How great would it be for this to go through and Mr. Sanford, you're getting praises, platitudes, being honored and respected for doing your job of passing a good conservative bill. But nope. We don't do that. And in Jackson, that's where it's going to hurt most. It's these small elections where minorities are going to be less represented. You're not going to have a true choice. They're just going to take the top two. California has ranked choice voting. How do you like Nancy Pelosi? How do you like Governor Gavin Newsom? Do you want that in Mississippi? I know that Tennessee doesn't want it. I know that Florida doesn't want it. I know other states are actively working to get rid of ranked choice voting. And yet we are not. Sometimes politicians have to take hard votes. I've never personally subscribed to that. If anything, I took a lot of hard votes to do the right thing, even when everybody was looking. The pressure was immense sometimes on some of those votes that I had to take. I don't regret it. It cost me dearly. We need real leaders who are going to step up. And I don't want to sit here and throw the baby out with the bathwater. I want to try to understand. I just don't get it. So that's what's going on with ranked choice voting. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk about more of this Six Flags Over Jesus. We'll be right back. All right, Andrew Gosser back, filling in for Radio Strongman, Kim Wade. Very grateful to be here at the WYAB Studios in Flora, Mississippi. If you want to be a part of the program, Complete Exteriors phone in line is 601-879-0002. And I just want to say thank you. I had probably three or four phone calls over the break. And I hit the wrong button and I dumped everybody. So please call back in. I'll get you right on the air. Again, the number is 601-879-0002. We're talking about ranked choice voting. And the Heritage Foundation said ranked choice voting is a confusing, chaotic, opaque reform on voters and election officials that fundamentally changes the election process for the worse. I agree with that. Gone are the days our Republicans and Democrats, it's just what they call a jungle primary. And the top two people get in, and that's who it is. So, you know, if you're in a county, say like Union County or DeSoto County or Jackson County, you're going to be just fine if you're a Republican. But if you're in Hinds County or Sunflower County, you're always going to get Democrats. What's the choice in that? It's a downward spiral. We get stuck with the same candidates over and over again. And people will say, Andy, that's not how it's working now. And I get that. There's a little bit of a difference there. But that's why we have a Republican primary and a Democrat primary. And what's funny to me is that the local Democrats don't really enjoy ranked choice votings. And the local Republicans I know don't enjoy ranked choice voting. But yet we have our senior elected officials steamrolling this through. It disenfranchises party builders, whether you're a Republican party builder or a Democrat party builder. It's interesting to me to see how the sausage is made. And for full disclosure, I've been a poll worker in Hinds County for the general election and also for the Republican primary. And I'll see everybody in Terry, too, on April 6th. How am I supposed to encourage people to come do these things, these party building procedures, when we can't get something as simple as ranked choice voting through? And if people have ideas on why they think the Republican Party is not doing what it needs to do, go ahead and feel free to call in. I'd love to hear it. We were talking about getting Christians involved in politics. How about getting Christians involved at the church? Because that's really more important. I've told certain politicians this, and they're like, Andy, you're not serious, are you? And I'm like, yeah. If I get the chance to save one soul or win one election, you pick the soul every time. You leave the 99 for the one, right? We as the church need to be policing ourselves. There are a lot of people out there who are church hurt. I talked to one the other day at the Home Depot. Andy, something really bad happened to me. And sister, what happened to you, I condemn it. I rebuke it. But let me say to all of you listening to my voice what I said to her in the plumbing department. Do not let a flawed sinner destroy your view of Jesus, because Jesus didn't fail. Humanity did. That pastor failed you. And we hear about it all the time. I'm church hurt. Can you sit down and tell me about it? The Gen Xer in me would say, suck it up, buttercup. I'm a new creature. Those who are listening to the stream in Illinois, they listen to me. Wait, is this the same Andrew Gosser? It is. New creature, but same guy. It's Good Friday, y'all. Easter is on the way. You know, without Easter, nothing else matters. What gives us the hope, the love, and the faith? It's the resurrection. As far as I know, in all my studies, every other prophet or God has died. There's only one living God. And he sits at the right hand of God. His name is Jesus. He's just waiting to get, for you to get to know him and accept him. And it's nuts. There have been murders who have accepted Jesus into their life. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have consequences. Murders, drug dealers, pornography, child molesters, rapists, pushers, embezzlers, homosexuals. If you think about it, there's not one type of criminal thief that has not accepted Jesus and has been saved? There's not one. I can't think of one. Now, you might think of an individual, and you might wonder, but even then, you don't know. You absolutely have no idea. But this is what I can assure you. Everybody is going to get their one-on-one audience with Jesus. And he's either going to be your defense attorney or your prosecutor. Which one will it be? You get to choose. And if you don't choose, you still have made a choice. Shameless Rush plug right there. You've still made a choice. Us Gen Xers, we had mom and or dad at least exposing us to Jesus. But in 1962, when they took the Bible out of the classroom, we kind of lost track of it. And through the years, it slowly slipped away. 1962, the Bible goes away. 1972, Roe versus Wade. Separation of church and state, which is a lie, by the way. We've talked about that. This country is so great because of Christians. But I don't want you to believe me. I just want to quote some for you. Let me give you one little thing here before I start quoting them. I planted it. Apollos watered it, but God gave the increase. John Quincy Adams, the first and almost only book deserving of universal attention is the Bible. Founding Father, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Ratifier. Yep. And if you've heard me talk about this before in the past, forgive me, but there's a new audience here, and I want to make sure that I share this. Noah Webster. My guy. In my view, the Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. No truth is more evident to my mind than that of the Christian religion. Must be the basis of any government intended to secure the rights and privileges of a free people. Do you know that there are more people enslaved today than when this country was founded? Google it. It'll tell you. The sex trade is brutal. Women are selling their bodies at 18, making millions, only to be broken destitute by the age of 20, and no man wants to be anywhere near that. If we would have only been teaching Proverbs in the first grade, again, a harsh word stirs up anger, but a gentle answer turns away wrath. I said it backwards, but it's what it is. So it is my great veneration for the Bible that the earlier my children begin to read it, the more confident I will be that they will prove to be useful citizens of their country and respectful members of society. And you know what? Christians fail. And CNN and MSLSD love to promote those failures. But it's not Jesus who failed. It was man. And we're all sinners. We all sin every day. Heck, I went back to 1994 on the flight deck of the USS America when this guy cut me off on 55 going north. I let him know. I almost totaled my truck. I got a bad mouth. I work on it every day, and I do repent for it. I was doing so good. Imagine if our kids were getting Proverbs and the gospel every day from a child. We wouldn't have the LGBTQ problem that we have today. Do you think it's any mistake that 33% of all Gen Z women consider themselves bisexual? What have they been indoctrinated in? It's not love. They say it's love. We're going to continue with the Six Flags Over Jesus theme when we get back. Final segment coming up.
Hello?
All right, we're back on the air. King Wade Show, Andrew Gosser filling in, and we've got a caller on the air. Caller, what's your name? Go ahead with your comment.
Hello.
Hello. Andrew, you turn down your radio.
Radio is off.
Excellent.
But anyhow, I got a lot of feedback. Hi, Andrew, this is Ron Eller. I'm running for Congress in the 2nd Congressional District, and I was calling in about your talk you just had a few minutes ago about ranked choice voting.
Go ahead.
I'm here to tell people in Mississippi ranked choice voting is a bad idea. And even our primary system, the way we have it set up here in Mississippi, probably is not a great way of doing it because we have open primaries. And I know people cross over, Republicans who vote Democrat, Democrats who vote Republican, trying to sway how the general election will come out. I can be honest, I have done that myself. Voted as a Democrat, though I'm a Republican, in a primary, trying to help the Republican ticket in the general election. Did I lose you?
Yeah, a little bit. It's there's a little bit of feedback. But Ron, why do you think people don't get more involved with local politics? I'd like your opinion on that.
Well, I think people in this country, as a general rule, have gotten comfortable. And since they're comfortable, you know, they don't want to rock the boat. It's like, well, you know, I come home, I watch my TV, I watch the news, I drink a beer or a Coke, you know, I spend a little time playing with the dogs and the kids, and, you know, they're worried about just getting by on a day-to-day basis, and, you know, it's gotten to a point where people have lost concern, and we need to step up, we need people to be concerned, because our constitutional rights are being eroded daily. You look at what's going on at the border. We're allowing people to come in here, break our laws, and then treating them better than we treat our own citizens. We're treating them better than we treat our veterans, and it's a time that we need to have a change. We need to go back to putting America first and Americans first, not other nations and other people who come across the border illegally.
Well, brother, I appreciate the phone call. Again, you're running for Congress on the runoff in the 2nd Congressional District, and I appreciate the call. We're getting ready to come up to the top of the break, but I wanted to piggyback on that. The apathy of the Christian voter is huge. It's enormous. Who's to blame for that? Is it Jesus or is it man? I would say it's man's fault. And I would say that there's even a bigger burden on apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. It's up to us to get our folks activated. And it's just not ranked choice voting or putting the Bible back in school, but it's in things like our local school districts. And I meant to do this. I meant to bring in some of the phrases or the captions from some of these books that are in our public schools. Quite frankly, I wouldn't play it without first running by Matt. But some of this stuff that they're putting into our 6-year-old, 8-year-old, 12-year-old would make you sick. It's absolutely astounding to me. And then they say that, oh, it's free speech. Pornography is not free speech, especially when it involves a minor. Again, Six Flags over Jesus. Well, this makes me feel good. I have my free speech with this pornography with these kids. It's sickening because Christians won't stand up. They won't stand strong. They're not cloaked in the armor of God. They're just Florida freestyling, as we used to call it back in the Air Force. Go out of Whiskey 470 and just fly an F-15 till you break it. You know, 1 Peter 3:15 says, make sure that you have a strong, honest defense to why you have such strong faith in your Lord Jesus. That's what the Bible says. We don't have defenses. Now someone calls you a Christian nationalist and they're like, ooh. We're up in a hard break at the top of the hour. When we get back, we're going to try to roll into what we can do, build a stronger Republican Party. We'll be right back. Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you great.
I got you now. All right.
Okay.
I think I feel a little better. I thought it was a pretty good first hour.
Yeah, man, I'm not just telling you this. I mean it. You're doing great, and you're not rushing your phrases. It takes forever to be comfortable in silences and some pauses,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing that so natural. That's like a major thing that makes it easy to listen to. I don't even do that well. So you're not saying, you're not saying, you know, you're just completing your thoughts and letting it rest. And that takes a long time to learn. I'm serious. You lean into this and you got it. You got everything it takes.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Okay. Rock on. Let me know if you need some. Yes. So that's the deal. You're picking up answer. You're answering. Line 12 won't be on yet, probably. Then you'll hit, if you were taking one live,
mm-hmm.
you would see it ringing. You're going to hit answer over there to your right.
Do not adjust your audio listening device. Jackson, you are right where you're supposed to be. Honor roll student, Dean's List. Cited 7 times at the EIB Institute for Advanced Conservative Studies, where there are no graduates because the learning never stops. I'm Andrew Gosser, happy Christian warrior, husband, father, recovering politician, 2 years, 10 months, and 9 days, but who's counting? And we're getting into it, y'all. Second hour of the Kim Wade Show. I'm filling in for Brother Kim. Radio strong, man. It's Good Friday. And in this hour, I did reach out to Representative Noah Sanford to call in, and that invitation is going to be open to him the entire time. If he calls in, we're going to take it because this ranked choice voting stuff has got to go, not just for Hinds County or Jackson, but for all of Mississippi. But in the meantime, we're going to proclaim God. We're going to be grateful and thankful. And I wanted to continue on with getting Christians fired up. And I know that there's been several callers call in, and I'm grateful and thankful for the grace that some of y'all have shown me as I'm trying to get it worked out. But if you want to call back in, we'll definitely get you on. But in the meantime, I want to get back to the Christian nationalism and to show you that our country is a Christian nation. We're chasing Jesus. We're all flawed men, individuals, women, what you're born with, not by what you feel like today. I mean, can you imagine going to kindergarten and saying you feel like a dinosaur? Well, you can be a dinosaur. Or you decide you're going to feel like a kitten today. It's absolutely mind-boggling to me how our education system has failed. But with that, listen to this. Without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, which ensues to the good and eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. Charles Carroll. Man, why don't we teach Charles Carroll in our grade schools? All we hear about is how our founding fathers were racist and bad dudes. They're actually great dudes. Some of them had flaws. Do you have flaws? Can you look in the mirror and say you're perfect? As far as I know, there's only one person I know who can say they're perfect. Yep. And he died today for all of us. So, with that being said, there's a really great video out there. And I don't like YouTube. And I use Rumble as much as I possibly can. But YouTube does have some great content out there. And there's a video. It's 30 minutes long. And it's called Six Flags Over Jesus. And it goes into the entire downfall of the American church. And how we're complacent about it because we don't stand up and take a stand. We're worried about losing our job. And let me tell you, we got some true Christian warriors here in Hinds County. Coleman Boyd, looking at you, brother. What a great man of God, looking at a lot of jail time for standing up for the unborn. And I had a great discussion. I had an absolutely great discussion with a scientist friend of mine who shall remain nameless, but they have a 10-pound brain. And we were talking about abortion, and we were talking about when that limit should be. And they said, well, you know, maybe 8 weeks. And I'm like, well, pain receptors and heartbeats, our brainwave activity is 6 weeks. Well, maybe 6 weeks. And I'm like, we had that whole debate, and I'm like, okay, but what does God say? God says conception. So does that mean the oops pill or the morning after pill or whatever that is? Does that mean that we should get rid of that? You know, there's only one way not that 100% works to not get pregnant. Abstinence. It works every time it's tried. Rush Limbaugh, 1998, excuse me. Abstinence works every time it's tried. If we want to prevent childhood pregnancies, young teenage women pregnancies, let's empower our women, just say no. Oh my goodness, Nancy Reagan. Let's just say no and start teaching these things. Is it going to work every time? No. Why? Because we're sinners and we're all flawed. We all make mistakes. But I'll tell you what, no baby is ever a mistake. And honestly, most Gen Xers, we screwed up. I know I did. A lot of us did things when we were teenagers that we look back now and say, oh my goodness, what was I thinking? And that's why it's even more important for people to listen to their elders, because elders have made those mistakes and we want to learn from other people's mistakes. We don't want to make those mistakes ourselves. All right, here we go. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry I didn't catch your name as the fill-in host for Kim Wade. Mm-hmm.
Andrew?
Andrew, I'm Carol. I'm calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a loyal listener of Kim Waite's program. I would like for you to explain exactly what is rank choice voting. I haven't ever heard of it. Maybe I misunderstood what you were saying, but could you explain exactly what that is and how it works?
Yes.
And I'm going to hang up and listen to your reply, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. So this is what ranked choice voting actually is. So we have primaries. You have a Republican primary and a Democrat primary. Normally they're on the same day. But in ranked choice voting, you have one primary and all the names are on the ballot. So all the Democrats are on the ballot, all the Republicans are on the ballot. And you get to vote for one, or you get to vote for two. You get to vote for one. And the top two winners out of the jungle primary, they call it a jungle primary, go on to the general election. So that means, let's say, you said you were in Chattanooga, and forgive me, I don't know my Tennessee politics that well, but let's just say Chattanooga is a very Republican city. No Democrat would ever get a chance to be on the ballot because the top two Republicans would just get in there and win. And then you would face two Republicans would face off for that general spot in the general election. It's inherently wrong. The Republicans put up their best person. Democrats put up their best person. And you know what? I know that there are a lot of Republicans who have voted for a Democrat before in the past because the Republican was shady, not a good person. I know there's a lot of Democrats who vote Republican too, especially here in Hinds County. But that's what ranked choice voting is. And Tennessee has outlawed it already. You won't have that in Chattanooga, ma'am. And I really thank you for your phone call. And I want to thank everybody who called in, and we got this call-in system worked out. I'm grateful and thankful for all of you who put up with it. But getting back to Christian nationalism and getting Christians involved, it's important that our pastors, our teachers, our ministers, fathers in the Catholic Church start taking a stand on the pulpit. Abortion is wrong. Homosexuality is an abomination. That's not Andy Gosser saying it. That's the Bible. So if you're mad at that, please don't be mad at me. Take it up with God. There are lots of good people who have walked away from the homosexual lifestyle. There are lots of people who don't. I was listening to one of my favorite commentators talking about hell. And through this Six Flags Over Jesus, hell has been deemed to be a lot of things. But what hell actually is the not being in the presence of God, the absence of God for eternity. That is a long time to be in without the absence of God. And what totally gets me going is how when something really bad happens, bad car accident, tornado bearing down to the house, whatever it is, storm, what's the first thing people say? Oh, God. Oh, God. And I won't say every person does, but most people do. I know on 9/11, when I was on active duty, I saw a lot of people who weren't necessarily churchgoers saying, oh, my God, oh, my God, actually shouting the name of Jesus. There's actually a study out there somewhere that says there's something called a God gene. and I'd like to look at that more. But I believe it. I believe that God has put something in us because we're in the likeness of him. And that's what this whole week is about. That's what today is about. So many people had the day off of work. Didn't have to go into work, got to sleep in, got to do whatever. And we're supposed to be commemorating the day that Jesus got nailed to a tree, Isaiah 53. How many of us who go to church, dare I say religiously, sat down and talked to our kids about it? My daughter's 15. We talked about it today. That's what being a parent is. Our whole moral system, as our founding fathers put together, are based off the Christian faith. I don't call it a religion. It's our faith-based system. Christian nationalism. There's nothing wrong with that. Men fail it, not God. I got distracted. I wanted to talk about April 6th. It's this not this Saturday, but the next Saturday. At every polling location across Mississippi, Saturday, 10 a.m., you're going to be able to elect delegates to your county convention. And you should be one. I've gotten lots of positive feedback. I want to honestly give positive feedback to Spencer Ritchie. Been nothing but awesome. Andy, this is how the system works here. Met with him several times, and he genuinely wants to bring party together. I've also heard from some other chairmen say, Andy, you shouldn't be talking about that. We're trying to do a secret squirrel kind of thing. I'm not going to get into it all then, but I've been part of a group where we did something like that in Illinois. And if I'm being fleshy about it, it was glorious. I told the chairman where to go and what to do and hung up on him because he was gone. But that was so foolish. And I want to prevent that. I just want more good people to go there who can make their argument without raising their voice, who can do it without cursing. Could you imagine being in some of these state rep rooms, cloak rooms, and Senate rooms, cloak rooms, and hearing some of that language? I would love for us to be able to do that, where we got some godly men and women, where all of a sudden someone starts popping off like that. No. I'm just waiting for a state rep or a state senator, before every comment that they make, open it up with a proverb. Mr. President, President Delbert Hoseman, now the book says that a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word incites anger. We need to pass this ranked choice voting block bill. What's the other one that I love? Oh, I know what it is. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for that hope that is in you. Speaker White, we need to make sure that we get this bill passed out of committee and on to the governor's desk for signature. You know, when you invoke God into stuff, evil naturally has to retreat. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Kim Wade Show. Andrew Gosser filling in for the radio strongman. The Complete Exteriors phone in line is 601-879-0002. I know we've been talking about Christian nationalism, and it's where I was hoping the show would go. But I wanted to talk about something that hit my family pretty hard. Well, it didn't hit my family, but it hit me pretty hard. I've got a brother in Christ, and his 32-year-old son lost his life the other day. And I think I know who's to blame for it. It's the Chinese Communist Party. His son overdosed on fentanyl. And before you say, oh, this isn't coming to you, it's coming to you, it's coming to you. This poor kid is gone way too soon. And what will our legislators say about that? Oh, we're going after the opioid epidemic. We're locking down on prescription opiates. I think there might be something to the prescription opiate problem. But that's not the problem. In Colorado last year, they seized enough fentanyl in one car to kill 500,000 Americans. We are under attack from all sides, from the devil. Whether it be through immorality, whether it be strategic threats like China or Russia. That got me in trouble too when I said pray for Russia. We are under attack. And we can take serious substantive stances against these drug dealers bringing in enough fentanyl to wipe out the state of Colorado in a weekend if it was distributed the right way. And I don't know about the addictiveness. I've been read studies on it that it's very addictive. I don't know. Never did fentanyl. I get drug tested by the VA often. So I don't worry about things like that because I just know not to go near it. It's kind of like New Orleans, just stay away. But what if we had a bill that said if you're caught peddling fentanyl, automatic death sentence? I don't know if that's the right answer. Some people say, Andy, it's not Christian to put somebody to death. Well, I realize that. But this one person just destroyed another person's life. And it's just not the kid who lost his life. And he's a sweet guy. He was my Uber driver one time. Man, I forgot about that. He actually picked me up from O'Hare and drove me back home to Box River Grove. Oh, sweet kid. But we got to do something about the real problems and just not platitudes and speeches and meaningless legislation and bills. Now, don't get me wrong, I can go on and on about the evil work of American Big Pharma. If you watch YouTube or if you watch especially YouTube, every other commercial or Amazon Prime, you watch that video, every other commercial is for some new drug that's coming out to treat you from some ailment. No wonder our kids have anxiety. Between watching YouTube and the Weather Channel, they've got more anxiety than they know what to do with. Every time you turn on go look at the Weather Channel app and look at all the news, imminent disaster. How long has 10 dads from Cheers been telling us that the world is going to end in 10 years if we don't solve climate change? We replaced Jesus with Captain Planet. You've got these Just Stop Oil protesters in Europe lying down in the middle of highways. Because these kids genuinely think they're going to die in 10 years. It's the science. Fauci, it's the science. And then the science isn't any good anymore. I remember when we actually had the scientific method and you had to prove it. I know some good scientists. But we are so stuck in this system because we got away from our moral value base, the Christian nationalism, and now we're just rolling down this road. And some people are like, Andy, how does this stop? And I'm like, God. And some people say, well, then we shouldn't be involved in our body politics. Sure we should. Every chance you get a chance to proclaim the word good news, the gospel, you should. Sometimes you get spit on. It's all right. It washes off. I've stuck my hands into a lot worse. I had to help deliver a lamb on my farm this summer or last summer. That's all right. You'll be all right, too. And how great will it be when you get recognized for standing up against the grain? It'll be, you've job well done, good and faithful servant, for you have been faithful in a few things, so much is expected of you. Yeah. And that's why we need to step up locally in our local politics, especially in the local GOP and in our school districts. I love running for big races. I love what Donald Trump's doing with the president race because he's just throwing the complete political establishment on his head. I know there are a lot of Christians pulling for him. I know a few who like what he's doing but can't consciously vote for him. And I get that too. But this is about building the bench here in Mississippi with Christian warriors and winning. I can't quote the exact words that were used because it's kind of bad language. But a good friend of mine said, "Andy, I'm just sick of losing." Well, you can have a win next Saturday. Most GOP delegates to the county convention are elected with five or less people. You get a group of churchgoers together for a worship service at 10 a.m. at your local polling place, you're going to be there. And are you going to understand everything that's going on? Nope. But you're going to be there. And then here's the devil coming. He's saying, "You're not going to be qualified. You don't know what you're doing." I know some people who weren't qualified. Samson wasn't qualified. Moses said he wasn't qualified. Gideon says he wasn't qualified. We got plenty of examples of people who thought they weren't qualified, but they ended up doing the job. And I would rather have somebody who doesn't know but is willing to learn than an established politician. It's part of the reason that I was able to get out as gracefully or ungraciously, depending on your point of view, from Illinois politics. I never wanted to stay there the whole time. But we need people who can go up, rank up through the system and understand the process. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. All right. Andrew Gosser back on the Kim Wade Show. Filling in. Brother Kim's got the day off. Brother Kim just got off the phone with Steve, the ex-lawyer. He says, "You and I got to do a show. We got to make that happen." Steve Exler, need you to be a delegate. Just saying. You know, I love the Bible, especially Proverbs, and let me tell you why. Because when the righteous increase, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan. People in Jackson, you're groaning. You are groaning. What you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it, Jackson? Are you going to go down the same old, same old? Are we going to get put into the same silos? Oh, I'm a Democrat because my daddy was a Democrat, because my granddaddy was a Democrat. Are you going to actually be the change that you're praying to get? And I do mean praying. You need godly men. And guess what? Godly men make mistakes because they're not God. Women aren't God. Sometimes we make mistakes. All political leaders make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. I don't know anybody who's perfect. But that means we also learn from our mistakes and we do this thing called repent. R-E-P-E-N-T, spelling in public, dangerous. He who loves wisdom makes his father glad, but a companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth. That kind of sounds like the Jackson City government to me, squandering wealth. I can't confirm the prostitute thing. hopefully Brother Kim and I get together to do a show. We've done one before. It was really successful. It was all about the precinct delegate program. Hinds County, Rankin County, Madison County, Jackson County, Harrison County, Union County. Doesn't matter what county you live in. Jones County. Doesn't matter what county you live in. A lot of these delegates will go unfilled. And those who have been doing business for as long as it's been going on is just going to stay in power. It is my prayer that we all get involved. Because then once we figure this out, then we can move to the school boards. And honestly, that's where my passion is. You know, Rankin County School Board, you love me. It wouldn't be a show if I didn't at least bust on you once for holding a school board meeting at 7:30 on a Wednesday morning when all the administrators can be there, but all the moms, dads, and grandparents are too busy either going to work, getting their kids to school, or otherwise working. It's a convenient way to just shove stuff through without the eye of the public being able to see it. And try FOIAing something. I'm still a little bit confused by the Mississippi FOIA law, but we'll get there. I think we've got a really good shot of strengthening the Republican Party with a lot of Christian warriors. And I want to take this moment right now to invite all of you to go to church on Sunday. And if you don't know what church you should go to, well, I got one for you. It's Life Church in Brandon, Mississippi, on Highway 471, 1037 Highway 471, at 10:10 in the morning. Pastor Brian Butts is going to be preaching the word. It's going to be awesome. Brother Troy is going to be running the soundboard. I think Sister Cindy's doing media. Worship team is going to be good. It's not going to be Six Flags Over Jesus. So if you're looking for a light show and all that kind of stuff, that's not going to be what you're going to get at Life Church. You're going to get the gospel. You're going to get the healing words of Jesus. Might make you a little bit uncomfortable when you realize it's not about you, it's about Jesus. A lot of pastors out there make it about you. Well, what do you feel in your heart? How does it make you feel? It's not about what you feel. It's about what the word says and what God feels. God's perfect. And if we just sit there and follow him, we're going to be all right. I'm kind of sad. Brother Noah Sanford never called in. Oop, we do got another phone call. Let's take it. Oh, and there he goes. Shucks, missed it. Kind of sad that Brother Noah Sanford didn't call in. I would have really liked to hear why we can't have ranked choice voting in Mississippi. Maybe next time. I'm not going to badmouth any elected official like some people sometimes do. And I get it. Rush Limbaugh used to have all sorts of code words and names. I've got a code word for my daughter's boyfriend. It's Splinter. Oh, here we go. We'll see if this works. Go ahead. What's your name? And you're on the air.
This is Chris. How you doing this evening?
Brother Chris, I'm doing good.
I'm enjoying your show. I got a question for you. How do you feel about term limits?
Oh, I love term limits. I term limited myself. But let me give you the politician answer to it. The good politicians, we want to stick around. They always term limit themselves. The ones who stay there forever are the ones that need to be term limited. And so for me, it was just easier going in and just saying, you know what, I'm going to be a two-termer and I'm done.
Well, I thought that's the way it was set up because what makes me sick is to see these ones going up there and trying to tell us how to live, and they're coming up there and become multimillionaires off of our dollars. And it reminds me of the French Revolution. Oh, you know, now they're bringing this whole another culture in over here. And, you know, they're giving everything we've worked so hard for, and they're staring at this race baiting stuff that I thought we had went and had gotten away from. You know, it happened. But, you know, it seemed like they're staring it up more and more. And, you know, it's just like it gets to a point, you know, I believe in Christ and everything, but I got an uncle that gets on to me all the time, but I'm ready to go up there and take them out.
Well, you know what?
What I get from my Bible and everything, I bow to one. I do not bow to a man.
Well, that's why you need to be part of the delegate process, and I would never advocate violence. When we go,
I don't either, but, you know, it becomes to a point. I don't either, but it becomes to a point to revel, you know, before I see them destroyed for my children and their children, there's a time, you know, and that's what my Bible tells me, to sell my garment and pick up a sword.
Yeah, but,
you know,
brother,
there comes a time to where, you know, because everybody's set back, and look where we're at now with the transgender. And I just feel God's not going to have sight on this nation if it keeps going down the road we're letting it go down and not push back.
And
that's just how I feel. That's what, you know, when I read and everything, that's what God's telling them all. And I might be wrong. I might be. But that's just what, you know, Jesus puts in, God puts in my heart. You know, and I struggle with it daily.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. And that's why I want to encourage you to be a delegate. And the armor of God, put on the armor of God. And take that Bible up to the county convention and say, look, we're screwing this up. I mean, we should have this ranked choice voter stuff completely ironed out and hashed out. There's not one Christian bill that we should not have elected through the Mississippi State House and the State Senate and signed by the governor if it's good-based Christian law. And there's other laws, too, that you can have. But we're not doing that. We got a lot of people spitting that game, talking all and saying all the right things and quoting their favorite scriptures now every now and then when things get kind of heated. But I have a lot of faith in my fellow man, but more importantly, I have all my faith is in Jesus. And we've got to get people like you involved.
Well, it feels to me like you don't hear nothing out of them until it's time to run, but they can get up there and they drag stuff out and drag it out and drag it out. While we got to throw all these bills in there, write the one bill, get it passed. Everybody vote on it. Well, we got to put all this other stuff in there, and they keep adding to the bills, keep adding to it, and it gets to the time where it's like,
really quick.
You know, just like with the voter ID stuff. I know you've been running out of time. The voter ID.
Yep.
You got to have an ID to do everything. I mean, that's just common. My Bible teaches me common sense, the way I feel about it.
Yep. Real quick, two
but
questions.
But I really enjoyed your show, and hey, come back.
Yeah, if they'll have me back, I'll be back, Brother Chris, and keep the faith. Hey, are you going to be a delegate?
I'm going to do whatever I got to do to save my country.
All right, I'll see you.
Save my country.
I'll see you at the polling location Saturday. Take care, Brother Chris.
You guys be safe.
And with that, we're going to take a quick break. Final segment of the Kim Wade Show. Andrew Gosser filling in for the Radio Strongman. I just got a text from my political advisor, my senior political advisor, my son. He goes, attorney generals in Republican states needed to start investigating and charging federal agencies with all this fentanyl. And they're also he goes, fentanyl is the same disease of different agencies letting it happen, just like the CIA and crack cocaine back in the day. You know, and then we didn't even talk about Puffy and all of his P. Diddy and all of his problems. I mean, I would love not to actually see the video, but see the people who were in all those videos in P. Diddy's mansion. That's going to be just as bad as Epstein Island. And I know that there's hackers out there who can get it, go out there and do it. And then I got another text from another friend that said, hey, are you going to have your own show someday? And you know what? I'm so grateful and thankful to YAB for letting me guest host, and I enjoy it. That's something that I'd have to really talk to my beautiful sweet bee about, and we'd have to pray about it. And it'd have to make sense. But I just love this opportunity to be able to give back to my community of Jackson. Let me tell you, Mississippi is the greatest place to live on earth. I've lived all over the earth. And the military tried to send me to Mississippi 3 times. And each time I said, there's nothing good in Mississippi. And I refused orders. Biggest mistakes of my life. I should have came here. I would have been back here. I would have never left. Mississippi's beautiful. But you know who else is beautiful? And everybody knows who's heard me fill in for Jameson. Where I'm there before. My sweet bee's beautiful. And fellas, we know that today is Good Friday, and it's all about the Lord. And I want you to think about Jesus and go read the Gospels recounting of the crucifixion. It'll tear you up. But what you should do is go read Proverbs 31 to your beautiful bride and let her know how special she is and how wonderful she is. I never get a chance to brag about my sweet bee enough. And there are times, especially recently with all my health stuff, it's been tough. I mean, I'm a military man, 21 years, and there's nothing I can't do. We have a joke in our family. I'll blow the wall up and she'll pray through it. But men, if you've never read Proverbs 31, I challenge you all as men to sit down and read it. Take you 5 minutes. I'll just start at Proverbs 31:26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. If anybody knows my wife, everybody knows that the sweet bee is sweet. She's kind. She's always got a word of encouragement. She does. You might not like how she encourages you, but she's going to encourage you. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. There is nobody who will outwork the sweet bee. When we do work days at church, I tell the men, guys, Troy, I know we've talked about this, Troy. Just try to keep up with the sweet bee, but just realize at some point she's going to let go, blow by you, and just let it happen. Her work ethic blows away some of the men I worked in the military with. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Our daughter Toots, my sons, they know how special their mom is. They know how special the sweet bee is. And I'm so grateful to WYIB, because I get the chance to not just tell this to my friends who I've met and built relationships with, but I get to tell the greater listening audience about how wonderful my wife is. And that's special to me, especially on Good Friday. Many women have done excellently, sweet bee, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And sweet bee, I praise Jesus, but I'm praising you too. Hey, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at andrewgasser5@gmail.com, AndrewGasser5@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm also on X or Twitter. And my handle on Twitter is @TPISZZAR, TPISZAR. Remember, Obama had all those czars, so I was the Tea Party in Space czar. I would love to reach out to you and talk to you. I really want people to be delegates, and maybe be on next week to promote it one more time. But if I don't get that chance, I just want to say what an honor and a privilege it's been here to be able to talk to you for 2 hours. I'm grateful and thankful to Brother Jameson and Brother Clay for making sure I figured out the phone in line all right. I'm grateful and thankful to Brother Kim for trusting me enough to sit behind this microphone and sit in this hallowed seat. And I'm thankful to Matt for giving me the opportunity to get out here and reach out. Guys, don't take despair. I want to be the Barnabas. Go look at Barnabas in Acts, the encourager. I want to encourage you all to get to church on Sunday. It doesn't have to be live church. Get to church. Get yourself back and right with God. Don't let the church hurt get to you. Let it go. That wasn't Jesus who was doing that. That was faulty man. I'm grateful and thankful to y'all. And until we see each other again, this is Andrew Gasser signing off. God bless y'all. Be blessed.